Hello everyone, my name is Philippe and this is the podcast Life with AI, the podcast that we talk about artificial intelligence in a simpler way. And for today's episode, I'm gonna talk about mixture of experts, more specifically about Mixtral. There is an algorithm and also a paper that just came out in December of last year. And right now it is the open source, it's the best model as open source in the OpenLLM leaderboard. It's only below GPT-4 and Claude models from Anthropic, and it's above all the other open source models, and also above GPT 3.5 and Gemini Pro from Google in this leaderboard. Just so you guys know, this OpenLLM leaderboard is the one that people, they rate the quality of the answers, and of course they don't know which model gave the answers, but this is like real human evaluation, and that's why we kind of can trust on these models. This is not just a benchmark that they can use the test set to train the model and say, oh, we are great. No, this is human evaluation. So before I explain mixture of experts and everything, actually I will just say what is the idea of mixture of experts, and then I have something important to explain before going deeper. So the idea of mixture of experts is that we're gonna have multiple models. When we are talking about those mixture of experts, we are talking about large language models, LLMs, so models that can generate text. And the idea is that in mixture of experts we have multiple LLMs, each one is expert in a specific subject. So imagine that you have one model that is an expert in math, another one in biology, another in chemistry, physics, medicine, and then depending on the question you ask, you're gonna activate one or another model. It's not exactly like this. I'm gonna explain better during the episode, but this is the main idea of mixture of experts. And now something important to understand is the difference between sparse and dense models, because mixture of experts is a sparse model. Before understanding mixture of experts, we need to know this difference. So first, dense model is a traditional large language model that we are used to so far. That is, you have 7 billion parameters. Like, take Llama 2, the 7 billion version. Dense model will use all the 7 billion parameters. If you take the 70 billion one, you're going to use all the 70 billion parameters to make an inference. A sparse model won't use all the parameters. So if you have 70 billion, maybe you only going to use 7 billion. How? I don't know. But that's the idea. And how? This is mixture of experts. So the idea of mixture of experts is you're going to have multiple models, but for inference you only gonna use some of those models, and that's where Mixtral comes in. So Mixtral is a model of 8 experts of 7 billion parameters. So if you go search the model on Hugging Face, it's Mixtral 8x7b, so saying that is 8 models of 7 billion parameters. So the first thing that comes to our mind is the model is 56 billion parameters, but it isn't. It is only 47 billion, and for the inference you think that they only use 2 experts for inference, so you imagine that is 14 billion parameters for inference, 2 times 7, 14, but it's only 13. Why it's only 47 billion for the total model and only 13 billion for the inference? It's because not all the model is the expert. So some parts of the model, they are shared, and another part of the model is the expert itself. So what parts are shared? The embedding layer of the transformer. So the first layer that we translate from the vocabulary to a space that the model can understand, this is the embedding layer. This is shared among all the experts, and also the self-attention is shared among all the experts. Only the feed-forward network, the FFN, that is basically a multi-layer perceptron, this part, it is specific to each expert. So each expert gonna have feed-forward network, that is the FFN, and that's it. And something interesting is that I didn't know till reading the paper that most of the parameters of a transformer, most of the parameters, they are in the feed-forward network, and I thought it was the opposite. I thought that most of the parameters, they were in the self-attention, but actually is the feed-forward. So just to be a little bit more precise, in the Mixtral paper, in the Mixtral model, they say that the embedding dimension is around 4K, and the hidden dimension inside the feed-forward is 14K. So that's why, like, to do the feed-forward network, it's basically a two-layer, multi-layer perceptron. So you have 4K going to 14K, and then 14K going to 4K, and this is around 112 million parameters, so lots of them, while the self-attention is way less. And I didn't know it, but it is interesting to know. What else is important to say? Okay, so given that, what is interesting to say right now is how the token is chosen to go to one expert or the other. So in the beginning I said, yes, we have one math expert, one chemistry, one biology, and then depending on the question, it would use one or the other. But actually this is not how it works. Talking to friends, they also thought that this is the way that makes most sense, but actually it's not the case, because for each layer, the route author, that is the algorithm, like the model, chooses to use one expert or the other. So for a specific token, the model can choose one layer. So for a specific token, the router gonna choose in each layer to which expert it gonna send. So in the first layer, it can send to expert 1 and 3, but in the fifth layer, it can send to the expert like 2 and 5. I don't know. And also, what is this router? This router is basically a logistic regression, and then you apply a softmax to decide which tokens, which experts are you using. So imagine that you have here 8 tokens, and then you're gonna have this logistic regression that's gonna give you some logits, some numbers for each one of those tokens. You're gonna take the top 2, that in this case they only use 2 experts, you take the top 2, and then you apply the softmax. I already explained what the softmax does, but basically imagine that like for expert, the router chose expert 1 and expert 3. So for expert 1, the logit is 2, and for expert 3, the logit is 1. So when we apply the softmax, we're gonna have the output of the softmax is the probability. So the sum of the probabilities is always 1. And then for the expert 1, you're gonna have, in this case, you're gonna have 66%, which is the probability. And for the expert 3, you're gonna have 33%. And basically, this is the weighted sum that we're gonna do to take the out. So you basically do the forward of the expert 1 and the expert 3. You multiply expert 1 by 0.66, the expert 3 by 0.33, and you sum them. So this is the weighted sum to get the output of the expert layer, that is the feedforward network. What else is important to say? So as I said, this is the best available model as an open source model in the open LLM leaderboard, which is very interesting. And the idea here is very simple. Something else that is important to know is that it doesn't matter if this model is sparse or dense, the memory, the RAM memory that you need in the GPU to deploy this model is exactly the same. What's gonna change is the throughput, the speed that you have to get your prediction. So for a case that you deploy those large language models through an API and people can use like GPT, Mixtro, Claude, and those models, it does work because they have a huge infra, so they can deploy a lot of versions of this model in a lot of GPUs. So the RAM is not important, but the throughput, it is very important because you want the answers to be as fast as possible and that you can process as most as possible questions like queries faster. So this is the idea of mixture of experts. Something that I didn't see anywhere is a fair comparison between like in this case a 47 billion dense model against this mixture of experts that totalize 47 billion. Even though the model only activates 13 billion for each answer, it has access to 47 billion. So they only compare against 13 billion models, and of course they are way better, but honestly this is not a fair comparison. And also, to be honest, no comparison is fair to say that one model is better than the other, like to one architecture is better than the other, because I think that what counts the most is the quality of the data set. So like if you take Mixtro model and put in give OpenAI data set, it will probably have a way better result than if it is with only Mistral's data set. And of course, if OpenAI didn't have the data set that they have, their results wouldn't be that good. The main differentiation is not the architecture anymore. Now is the quality of the data set. So we are saying this, like it's been a while in deep learning, garbage in, garbage out. And well, the kind of the opposite is also the same. Like as good as your data set is, the better the model gonna be. So yeah, that's it. So just to summarize, mixture of experts, we're gonna have multiple experts to, and then on inference, we only gonna choose some of them to make the prediction. So you only use a few parameters, and that's called a sparse model. And so sparse mixture of experts. We have the route. So as I said, parts of the architecture are shared between all the experts, such as the embedding layer and now this multi-head self-attention. And the feed-forward network is specific to each expert. And we have a router that's gonna choose each expert to use in each layer. Well, something interesting that they mention in the paper and that they discuss in the end is that despite the idea that you're gonna have each expert that is better in a subject, they see that this doesn't happen in practice. Like you imagine that all the numbers, they're gonna go to the same expert that in theory is the expert of math, but this is not the case. They show in the end of the paper that this is not the case at all, but sometimes it does work. Like all the indentation in Python, it always goes to the same expert, which is nice. But honestly, this is like everything else in deep learning. We don't really know why, but it works like this and we just accept and enjoy the results. So yeah, the last thing that is interesting to say is about load balance. Load balance is the amount of tokens that are going for each expert. And the idea, at least the goal, is that we have a balanced load. So the same amount of tokens on average, they go to the same to each expert. So you can deploy each one in one GPU and use the most out of it, because if almost all the tokens they are going for only one expert, first, in theory, you won't have access to all the parameters, and second, you won't have a faster inference, because all the tokens they are going here and all the other and the other GPUs that you deploy, they won't be used. So the idea is to have this load balance, and having all the experts being used at the same, they manage to achieve it in the Mixtral algorithm, they show in the paper. But then there is also the point that the expert in theory is not expert on anything on human perspective. In the algorithm perspective, it does make sense, but in human perspective, it doesn't. So yeah, that's life in deep learning. We don't understand what is happening, but it's working very well, so we use it. And yeah, that's it. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Don't forget to follow the podcast on social media. On Instagram, we are podcast.lifewithai, and on LinkedIn, we are Life with AI. And that's it. See you guys. Bye.